This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. This, a couple of days before Independence Day, is going to be a couple of topic day. First, sadly for the state's largest university, Provost Chauke Abdullah is leaving. Abdullah has been at UNM for 30 years, starting at professor and working his way up to acting president for 14 months. He's now been hired by the Georgia Institute of Technology, where he'll be executive vice president for research. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, executive director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Abdullah earned both his master's and doctorate in engineering from Georgia Tech, where his twin sons are starting. Those, he says, are a couple of the reasons he decided to pursue a job there. He starts in August. Topic number two, unions and dues. The U.S. Supreme Court just issued a ruling telling unions they cannot charge non-union employees dues or fees to be represented. That's going to cause an abundance of concern among the unions. In New Mexico and many other states, if there is a company whose employees are represented by a union, those non-union employees pay a fee. The unions say it's unfair for those employees to reap the benefits of collective bargaining by the union and not help pay for the cost. The employees say if they wanted to be in the union, they would join, and don't like the idea of being charged regardless. The effects of the ruling could seriously damage some prominent unions and give fodder to those who support right to work. More after this. The political and legislative director for AFSCME, the Public Employee Union in New Mexico, Carter Bundy, said that the decision is a, quote, activist decision, end quote. The Associated Press reported the Supreme Court's 5-4 decision not only will free non-union members in nearly two dozen states from any financial ties to unions, but could also encourage members to stop paying dues for services the court said Wednesday they can get for free. Of the nearly 800,000 people employed in New Mexico, 83,000 are represented by unions. Of that 83,000, 52,000 are members of the unions. So in the case of New Mexico unions, they would lose the fees they charge to 31,000 non-union employees. More than half of the union members in New Mexico are part of the Public Employees Union. Though union membership cannot be required under federal law, union fees, until now, could be mandated under contracts in unionized workplaces. The amount of such fees vary, but are typically about 75% of union membership dues. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
One political analyst said the ruling could hurt the Democratic Party because they are most supported by the unions and their members. Well, maybe, but it could cause a significant backlash and generate more support. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.